Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block, ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Byron Donald is running for governor of Florida, and in the next segment, a group of Democrats actually praised Donald Trump for his immigration policies. So Byron Donald is running for governor of Florida. He has Donald Trump's endorsement, which is almost worth a guaranteed win, almost. And so the big question then is, will Casey DeSantis run against him? Because the way I see it, I don't think there's anyone else that really has a chance. I think there's been a couple people who have announced their candidacy as well. I'm sure there'll be more people who will also announce their candidacy. Casey DeSantis has not, just to be clear. But I think if she does, and I think she will, I think she's the only one that could go toe-to-toe with Byron Donalds. And even that, I think, is a long shot. And as I'll talk about, I actually think it's a shame that it's a long shot, because I personally think Casey DeSantis would make a much better governor of Florida than Byron Donalds would. And don't worry, I'm gonna back up that opinion. I want to show you a video, I guess, to kind of back up this and to show you why I think she'd be a little bit better. So this video is of Byron Donalds talking to a conservative political commentator named Benny Johnson, if you haven't heard of him. This video, to me, kind of sums up why I have some reservations about Byron Donalds, despite still really liking him overall. So take a look.
I want to make Florida to be the easiest state in the country for you to incorporate your business. That used to be the state of Delaware, but Delaware allowed the woke mind virus to infect their state and their court system. In Florida, we want to make sure going forward that we are the easiest state to incorporate your business, that we have a seamless judicial system where those cases can be adjudicated, but it doesn't drive businesses out of our state. We want to make sure that Florida becomes the beacon of true economic liberty and economic freedom, building upon the great work of the current governor, Ron DeSantis.
So that's his problem right there at the end of the video. Byron Donalds basically has a really hard job, because you have two choices as a candidate. One is to talk about the great things that are happening and then to keep going with them. And the other one is to talk about the awful things that are happening and to change them. But he can't really say that things are awful, because Florida is the bastion of innovation and freedom in America. All the things that he's saying he wants to bring to Florida are already happening. Like, he's already described the policies that Ron DeSantis have been doing for the last 8 years. And that's because, again, of Ron DeSantis. It's not like Florida was that way before. Florida actually struggled for a while there. So that was his first choice, and he kind of tried that, but it's not great. And then his other choice, of course, is to keep talking about doing great things. And that's kind of what he's saying there at the end of that video. But this is the problem that he has. If you want to keep doing the things that we've had for the last 8 years, why vote for Byron Donalds when you could just vote for Casey DeSantis? Who, I don't think anyone in their mind has a doubt that Casey DeSantis would be any different than Ron DeSantis. I mean, they'd be the same. She's been very involved in Ron DeSantis's political career. Ron DeSantis would theoretically be very involved in Casey DeSantis's political career. She was a journalist. She's sharp. She's survived cancer. I mean, this is an impressive person. Like, personally, I think Casey's a very impressive person. And again, this is personally why I would vote for her if I was a Floridian. I'm not. Because I love DeSantis. And if you want 8 more years of that, the safest thing to do is to just leave it in the DeSantis family rather than go to Byron Donalds, who is less tried and true. And this might offend some conservatives, but I think Byron Donalds really is not as tried and true as Ron DeSantis, because Byron Donalds, I think, just to put some perspective into this, and again, despite me really liking him as a candidate, I do like him. In most, there's some kind of conservative senators and congressmen like this. He's the kind of congressman that shows up on Fox News a lot. He's a talker. He's on these podcasts a lot. And all that's really fine and great. But if you look at the legislative impact that he has had as congressman, it's pretty minimal. He's voted in the right ways. I'm not saying he hasn't, but he's not very tried and true. He hasn't been in politics very long. And frankly, I'm not convinced that he's someone that knows how to run Florida. Casey DeSantis, on the other hand, has done a lot, as I talked about, and is a very incredible person. And as I said, I think it's going to be an uphill battle for her since Donald's has Trump's endorsement. But I think, to me, it's like I can't really think of why Florida wouldn't want 8 more years of DeSantis. And so that leads me to the final point, which is, why do I care, really? Because if you didn't know, I'm from Utah. A lot of you are probably thinking, why do you care about the politics in Florida if you live in Utah? But I'll tell you why I really care. Because I want the DeSantis family to stay politically relevant for a long, long time. Because I want Ron DeSantis to be president of the United States. And as I said, I think he's the most effective governor in modern American history. I've said it many times. In the comments, tell me, is there a governor that's been more effective for conservatives than Ron DeSantis? I don't think there is. He turned a purple state red, and he did. This is one thing. There are people who have turned purple states red. That has happened. But he turned a purple state red by being more conservative than anyone else. I mean, he led the way in terms of conservative political policy. He did, and he made it red, which shows that he made conservatism popular. He proved to people, again, that being conservative was a winning issue, and it's because he knows how to lead. He knows how to be an executive. I'm not convinced that Byron Donalds is, and if I could choose between our party being a little bit more like Ron DeSantis in terms of his leadership and policies or more like Donalds in terms of his legislation, I'd pick the DeSantis family every single time. This tax season, thousands of Americans are going to be leaving tons of money on the table by not filing their taxes because the average tax return is over $3,000 this year. Unfortunately, I've partnered with a company that hates the IRS as much as you do, so they fight to get you every dollar back possible. QuickTax America. QuickTax America has already gotten its average returner over $3,000, and they do all federal returns for only $69. It's a completely transparent price because it's their only price, no matter how complicated your taxes are. They do all the work as well. No more spending 4 or 5 hours with other big online services. All you have to do with them is simply upload your files, answer a few basic questions about yourself, and then schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional, and they'll do the rest. So go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com, or you can go to the link in the description below. I want to show you a fascinating clip, guys. A pair of Democrats were on Bill Maher's show, and they started talking about Trump's new gold cards that they're selling for $5 million for citizenship. And these Democrats actually sided with Donald Trump. Take a look.
All right, this is from the people. What do you think about Trump's proposed $5 million gold card visa for wealthy foreigners? Is it a smart economic move or a problematic policy? I know what he's talking about. Trump wants to sell a visa. Do you get permanent residency? By the way, I looked this up. We are hardly the first country to do this. Doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. But, you know, I remember.
Yeah, we actually have a version of it. It's called the EB-5 or something like that. So it's fine to do it. I actually think maybe it's because I'm, you know, very patriotic. I think 5 million, we should be charging 20 million or, you know, American citizenship is worth more than that.
It comes with Ukrainian minerals, though.
But what I love about Trump is he said, you know, you get the green card, but with this, the gold card, you get extra privileges. like what? You get to vote twice?
It's amazing.
Well, now you're speaking Chicago language. I'm for it, but it's part of a bigger package on immigration reform. It's been 42 years since the last one. So I'm not against it. But it's part of a whole package.
So you saw there, the audience boos at the beginning, and then you have Bill Maher, who's kind of alternative media, maybe a little bit of mainstream media, the CNN host, who's mainstream media, and then the Democrat, who's in politics, so you have every kind of part of the left there. And every single one of them actually defend Donald Trump and said it was a good idea. And I have to be honest, at first, when Donald Trump kind of introduced this idea, I was a little bit more on the side of the audience on this issue. But as I thought about it more, and I realized, as Bill Maher talks about, the historical precedence for this in other countries and in our country as well, and it was well established, I realized that this is actually a very good idea. And I crunched some numbers that I think are really interesting. And this is kind of the economics of it, if you will. You have people who would not just pay down the debt, because obviously if you're paying the government, it's going to take down the debt. And that's good. Getting the deficit down is good. But also bringing money into the country with their businesses, because the assumption is if they're able to spend $5 million to get citizenship, they must be rich, have some sort of business. So they're going to be bringing more money into your economy. But this is the kind of the numbers, because I think it's actually frankly genius in terms of economics. I looked it up. It would take 7.4 million people doing this to get rid of all of our debt. So it's not really going to solve our debt issue. It could help. Like, you could get, I mean, you could get 500,000 people, rich people in the world, to do this and pay a good portion, 10% of the debt down, which is very significant. That'd be like $4 trillion. But there's not 7 million people to do that. But I think the far better thing, again, is making it easier for wealthy people to bring their businesses here, because what that basically means is more tax revenue, more jobs, more money in circulation in our economy. If you look at Singapore, for instance, I kind of looked at the numbers on this. Singapore has this program. You can pay $2.5 million for permanent residency there in Singapore. Their average citizen, their net worth is $550,000. And their debt, their national debt as a country, is under $1 trillion. So for me, if I'm looking at those numbers and saying that it's working for Singapore, I'd like that in America in a heartbeat. Hey guys, I wanted to let you know about a deal I'm running on Amazon right now. My book, A New Cult, it's up on the bookshelf right there, is only $9.99 on Amazon. Or if you have a Kindle subscription, it's actually free to you. So go check it out right now. I talk about how the left and the Democrat Party has literally devolved into cult-like behavior. And I talk about some crazy, crazy stories. I know you'll enjoy reading it as well. So go check it out. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.